Representative Chuck Basie joins us on his weekly legislative report. Let's begin today by talking about a bill that has been shipped to the Senate from the House. This has to do with unemployment benefits. Can you outline what this addresses?
Yeah, we passed this a couple of years ago, and I think it was, if I remember right, it was challenged by the court. I'm not totally sure on that, but anyway, it failed to take effect. But basically what it does is it modifies the maximum total amount of benefits that an unemployed worker can get. So right now they can receive during any benefit year. Well, the new bill will say they can exceed no more than 20 times his or her weekly benefit or 33 1/3% of his or her wage credits. So it basically develops a sliding scale from depending on the unemployment rate. So they, if it's below 6%, they can get 13 weeks. If it goes up to 9% or higher, it slides up to 20 weeks. And, you know, the unions were against that, but it makes it, I think, a little more easier. So Missouri doesn't have to borrow money to pay for this and things of that nature. So I thought it made a lot of sense. And there's been studies in other states that have done things similar to this, that people tend to find a job quicker if they're, looking at a disappearing unemployment benefit. So,
any idea what may happen in the Senate?
No, I have no idea what that, might happen over there, but I hope it makes it through. I think it's pretty good legislation, and, I know that people that are unemployed have difficulties, but the unemployment rate's so low now, it seemed like it made a lot of sense to get this on the books. So I have no idea what the Senate will do with it.
All right, a lot of the topic of conversation over the past few days has been the tragic shooting in Florida and what should or should not happen. And there's some gun legislation under consideration in Jeff City, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a total of 26 bills. I think 9 of those bills have been referred to the General Laws Committee, which I sit on. And we had, it was noticed up for Tuesday, but the chairman of the committee, Robert Cornejo, decided to move that into the next week. So, it's just bad timing, and it's a very, very serious issue, but I think we're going to do everything we can to do the right thing as far as our Second Amendment rights, and it's one of my things that I think that we should protect as much as possible and do things correctly, and I think the chairman made a good call, but those will be heard sometimes Monday on the 26th of February.
And these are difficult issues and oftentimes emotional ones, aren't they?
They are, and when a tragedy happens, like what happened in Florida, the first reaction you often hear is more gun laws, but, I think it's more of a case of a mental illness issue, not necessarily, it's not the gun that does it, it's the person that usually holds the weapon, and it's just, my heart breaks for those parents and the other classmates that witness all that. It's going to happen, or it can happen in any community, anywhere now. So it's, taking away other people's rights that follow law and get the proper training for concealed carry is not the answer, in my opinion.
Okay, a final thought from you. How about the budget? I know it's being talked about kind of behind the scenes in committee right now. Are you looking forward to getting that on the floor?
Well, yeah, it's going to be a difficult year again, and I share an office with the vice chair of the budget committee, and we visit quite a few times a week and talk about it, but they're working very long hours and trying to get through the hearings on the budget, and but that's going to come up before we know it.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Thank you very much.
Representative Chuck Basie, he's joined us today on his weekly legislative report.